And if someone had taught me when I was a kid, like some of you, it would have saved me a lot of things because I didn't know what to do. I just did what everybody else, and that's how you get in trouble, doing what you see everybody else do. You better find out what God is saying, because he's the only one right. And if you want to be right, you're going to have to get with him. There are no other source out there is right. All the rest of them is wrong if they disagree with God. The Bible tells us God is what? Truth. And the Bible tells us God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. God is the true God. He cannot lie. Although he'd been accused of lying, he'd been accused of violence, he'd been accused of evil, he'd been accused of a lot of things. But I want you to listen to what he said. This is what he was trying to tell Israel. See, he was delivering them from the land of bondage, out of the land of Egypt. He said, now, and he said, they were on the way. He's on the way out. He said, if thou wilt diligently what? Hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, will do that which is right in his sight. Now, I'm going to do what's right. Do what I tell you to do. And will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statute. You know, that's his instruction, statute. You know, you got to have rules and guidelines to follow. That's what his statute is. He would tell him what to do. I will permit none of these diseases upon thee. I will permit none of the disease upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptian, which I permitted. See, he permitted on them because, see, Egypt was a heathen nation. Israel was God's chosen people. And they was in bondage. Egypt had control over them. And Pharaoh, God had told Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let him go. And Pharaoh fought every way he could to keep from letting them go, didn't he? So he will bring them out of bondage, let you see. Because they had gotten used to a lot of the Egyptian way. To live like the Egyptian. That's what you do. See, with a lot of people that are born again, they get them on the world and they pick up a lot of the world way. They try to live their lifestyle. I'm going to talk to you a few minutes about this. That's why I'm taking my time. And you think you're doing all right? You can't do it just because it feels good. You got to make sure you're doing it right because it is right. It's got everything. You can run your car, vehicle. It'll run. But just keep running low oil. Just keep driving. And won't put in oil in. Just keep driving. After a while, it's going to let you know. You didn't do me right. Hello, somebody. So, listen to what he said here to the Egyptian. For I'm the Lord. He distinguished himself by saying, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I don't put this stuff on thee. See, you can't be two. I'm not a man and a woman at the same time. I'm not a male and a female. I got to be one or the other, so I'm of the male species. Hello? So he said, and so he can't be a put disease on you at the same time and heal you. He can't do it because if he is, there's something wrong with him. Come on now. I don't know when to trust him. I don't know when to believe him, and I don't know when to resist him because I don't want no disease on me. How many of y'all want disease on you? So he distinguished who he is by saying, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I don't put that on you. He didn't even put it on the Egyptian. Hello? All right, so, but they was getting ready to move to another place, and he knew they were going there, and some of them had picked up those habits, the Egyptian had. And so listen to what he said. When Israel crossed the Red Sea and started towards their homeland, the Lord spoke these words to them. and reveal himself as Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha translated is, I'm the Lord thy physician. Or I am the Lord that heals thee. See, he's telling who he is. Okay? I'm the Lord that what? Healeth thee. You see, God didn't put disease upon Israel, nor did he put it upon the Egyptian. Satan, the god of this world, who did it? Who did it? Satan, the god of this world, hallelujah, who makes men sick. He's the one that makes people sick. God, Satan is one. You see, Jehovah is the one who declares, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And then look what it says about Satan. First, give me 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. And this is why we preach the gospel, why we preach, is why we teach, to bring what? Light. So people know what's wrong, what's right. When you got light, you can walk. How many of you drive your car real well at night with your lights on? You ever try driving with them off? I had to do it one time because my dimmer switch went bad and knocked out my headlights. You know, all I had was park light. And I could barely see. I watched that center line strong and hard. And I called my wife. Did I call you? Yeah, I called my wife. And it was taking us so long. So I said, shoot, let me see, can I move? And I said, ain't no traffic. And I thought, if I see somebody coming, I pull off on the side of the road and you'll put my flashes on or something. And boy, I jumped in that thing, took off. I could see the center line, that's what I stayed by. And I finally got to the Oklahoma cutoff. I was way back up at Pontecola. Y'all know what Pontecola is. And I was putting it to it. I wasn't crawling, I was driving. And finally she got there and I got all the way up to the Oklahoma cutoff. I mean, to, you know, we come out Oklahoma, Houston. It's 32 to go. And I'd sit there and look at another hour. I said, what is she doing? You know, it wasn't about 10 minutes or something, but when you're waiting like this, a long time. And so she got there and she led me to the house. But my point is, I want you to hear this today. My point is, this is why we preach, and this is why you need to find out what light is and what light not. In the natural, do you know what light is? Do you know what light is not? Well, in the spirit, you need to find the same. You need to find out the same thing, because a lot of stuff sounds, seem, feel like light, but it's not. Hallelujah! Y'all gonna catch up with me on the way home. But listen, what the scripture said: but if our gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost. A lost man don't know what the gospel is. A lost person knows what they want to do. Hello, 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 hello. You know why it's lost? You know why the gospel hid to the lost man? In whom the God of this world, that's why he make you think and feel and act. I'm my own boss. I do what I want to do. Nobody tell me what to do. I'm finally grown now. You finally got through high school. You finally got from under your parents' jurisdiction. You finally got on your own. You finally got you a job. You finally got you a ride. You finally got this, and now I can, and that's all they got is a ride. Don't even have nowhere to park it. They finally got it. In whom the God of this world have what? Blinded the mind of them that what? Believe not. Lest the light. That means you have to believe something if you want the light to shine. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is what? The image of God, should shine unto them. And so when you allow that light to shine unto you, it will bring light in no dark. You'll see what Satan's trying to do. Are y'all in the house?